All right, welcome to the first ever Bellied Up podcast with yours truly, Miles the You Betcha Guy, here with Charlie Behrens. Charlie,
this is really exciting.
We are bellied up to the bar right now.
You know, we've been talking about doing this kind of thing for a while, and what better setting for us than our most natural habitat, and that is a
bellied
bar.
Up to the
bellied
bar.
Up to the bar.
What's funny is thinking about the name of this podcast, Bellied Up.
Yeah.
What better name to be bellied up? Because it also may go belly up as well.
That's the fun thing, though. When you're starting a new venture like this, that's the exciting thing. That's what gets you up in the morning, you know?
You might be bellied up or you might go belly up.
Yeah. And either way, it makes sense.
Either way, we're happy.
Yeah, we called it either way.
Yes.
So, should we tell them the story of the bar yet, or should we explain the podcast?
Yeah, so I think, appropriate? You know, like, how did we get to this point, right?
I've been asking myself that all morning.
We talked about, all right, if we're going to do a podcast, what should the name be? What should the setting be? And we said, I think you and I, in our most purest form, is our guys in a small town bar video we did a couple of years ago. We said that is us in our purest form. Let's just do that.
Let's do that. And also, it would be very easy for us to be in our purest form. So we're like, how can we add as little?
I mean, I'm already like pretty relaxed.
Yeah. I'm getting there. You've had a little bit more of your beer than me. It is 10 a.m. So, but you know,
how would that be different than any other
Saturday?
That's
when the bar opens.
Yeah.
And a lot of these places opens at 7 a.m. in fact, you know, get the after church crowd.
That's right.
For the people going to 6:30 mass and not staying the whole time.
You got to sneak out right after communion.
That's how it goes. Well, that'd be midway through the homily right there, you know, but
yeah.
Sorry.
Whatever. Sorry, Father Tom.
Yeah.
Father Tom, if you're listening, which I know you're listening to a bar podcast.
A lot of Father Toms would listen to a bar podcast.
That is true.
Yeah.
But we built this bar
we're
sitting at.
Well,
we built a bar.
We built
kind of
this bar.
Yeah. So basically, you have to watch the YouTube video. We got a YouTube video about it. And started off high spirits. Excitement really is what it was. And then you can just, as the video goes along, you can see your spirit diminishing.
And then it goes from excitement to anger, to agitation, to
hysteria.
And we almost lost a friendship, didn't we?
Well,
it was around the third trip to Fleet Farm that I was really second guessing everything. And I think you were second guessing some things
yourself.
All
I have to say though is a smooth sailing never made a skillful sailor.
You know what? I read that somewhere. I think it was.
Read about it in a book.
In a book.
It wasn't even in a book. It was on an inspirational poster.
So that's what happened. You know, it tested our relationship, but we made it here today.
It did. And we are better off for it and stronger. We are stronger than this duct tape I'm holding.
Yes.
Right.
So we built this bar. You got to watch the YouTube video. We said we got to have our own bar if we're going to do this. We can't just roll up on a table or anything like that. It's got to be a bar.
And a bar with character.
The Bellied Up podcast wouldn't make much sense if we weren't bellied up to the bar.
Right.
So, I mean, naturally, this is how it went.
And I'm so happy with the bar that we found. Again, character, translation.
Yeah, this was from what?
Not a lot of money.
1492?
This is from 14. Yep. Yeah. Columbus brought it over when he thought
sailed
he hit America.
Blue,
and
yeah.
He hit not
another
America.
Sailing comment there. I think it was destiny. I think this actually was a workbench on the Mayflower.
It was. Yeah. And it's, I mean, you can see scratches and dents in here. There's a place where there was a horse patoot, I believe is the proper name for it. And it's still kind of there. It's still a little yellow. A lot of hay in his diet, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
right
he was
now.
Not eating any grass.
No, just going straight for the hay and maybe a few beers in there too, judging by the...
What does a horse say?
Hey,
there
guy.
But we got all the fix here. We even got some wooden nickels.
Yep.
Can hear them clanking.
You got to do it up by the microphone so they can hear you. Oh, God. Oh,
that's
I could
like
fall
a bar ASMR.
Yeah. Barsamar.
Okay.
That's kind of fun. Yeah.
So I'm so relaxed now. But yeah, I mean, the origin story is we built this ourselves. We got this off of the Mayflower. We wanted to be in our purest form.
Yep.
Bellied up to the bar. And you know what? We want you to be bellied up to a bar. Listen to this as well.
And that's why we've made this a community show. This isn't just about us
yes.
coming here to talk to you like, you know, a lot of other podcasts.
Well, what happens when you sit down at the bar, right?
You shoot the shit.
You shoot the shit with all BS. The locals. Yeah. Everyone's filtering in and out.
Everyone's friends. If you're here, you're friends.
If you're here, you're family.
Well, that's the Olive Garden. I augmented it so
really?
We wouldn't get sued. Yeah.
Oh,
when
sorry.
You're here, you're family. Yeah. We don't have breadsticks, but we do have Chex Mix.
Pub Mix. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we want this show to be. We want it to be like Charlie and I, as we always do, got it to the bar at 10 a.m. And yep. we're just having conversations with people who are filtering in and out of the bar. And that's why this show... Which we've never done before.
No, we haven't.
Podcast.
Should be evident by our intro right now
yes.
that we haven't
done We've never done this before, but we this half of this podcast is going to be a call-in show from listeners. We will tweet out, we'll put on our story when what the number is and what the topic is for the day,
mm-hmm.
and folks can call in.
Just call in, chit-chat. It could be anything from Midwest Advice. To buy, sell, and trade.
To any, we'll keep coming up with other stuff,
we'll
too.
We'll keep doing it. And if you
Maybe
have suggestions.
Maybe we'll have a Love Connections one.
That would be great. Ooh, I could see that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Love Connections.
And the nice thing is we are going to grow this podcast with your input. It's a community podcast, just like the local watering hole. So if you have suggestions for things that we should put in the background, how we should decorate our bar, all the way up to what should we have the segment be of when you're calling in about, you
what
know?
Do you want to call in and talk about?
You got something to buy, sell, and trade? We want to hear about that.
As long as we are drinking, we'll listen to whatever you have to say.
Yeah, yeah. And really... In essence, it makes our job easier because we don't have to put much thought into this.
Yeah, then we can just show up and we don't have to do any work.
And that's what we're really trying to do in our careers here is to minimize
more beer,
less work. Yes, that should be
that should go on a shirt.
That's the tagline.
More beer.
Oh,
more more beer.
Came out
less
so
work.
Organically. That sounded a little wet.
More beer, less work.
Yeah, let's do
it. I like
it.
That. All right. So, again, we're flying by the seat of our pants right now. We're going to do a live call-in show here. So right now, we're going to take some callers. We're going to ask some folks to belly up to the bar with us.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
All right. Let's take our
Father
first.
Father Tom, if you're out there, please holler in.
Let's take our first caller.
Okie dokes.
Hello, caller. We got you?
Hey.
Hi, who do we got here?
This is Jackie. Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Jackie, are you a Bears fan? You got to be honest.
You betcha.
Oh, jeez
yeah.
Louise.
You are going to give Charlie a brain aneurysm by just saying that, so thank you for that.
How'd you feel about the Rodgers right. getting signed again? What do you think about that?
You know what? I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I mean, he's a great quarterback. I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, we haven't quite made it in the playoffs yet, but I think, you know, when you get that many millions, we're going to get a Super Bowl out of it. I hate to say that to you as a Bears fan, but you didn't call in to talk about sports.
Yeah. Do you have?
But you know what though? It's totally fine. I will say though, we're not the best team. I mean,
I'll take really obvious for 400. Yeah, I'm with you. I think we can all see that.
Die hard, born and bred through and through, you know, born and raised to hate the Packers, but
yeah.
You know.
I'm actually happy with that cuz without that hatred on the other side, we can't have hatred on our side, and hatred plus hatred is it's just love at the end of the day.
It's funny.
You know.
Then it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny. Love or hate, it's still an obsession.
Yes,
you guys
it
are
is.
Obsessed with each other.
Yes, it is. And yes, we
true.
Are.
Yep.
All right, Jackie, do you got any questions for us so we can help solve some problems, maybe give some Midwest advice to you?
You know what? I'm actually okay. I just wanted to say F the Packers.
Let's go!
Jackie, you're our first caller on this podcast. The first caller on this podcast, and that's what you called to say? Honest to Pete, Jackie, you're on my list right now.
She sounds like she's You Betcha through and through.
But that's okay because we like you, you're funny, and so we take it because, like you said, hatred and hatred breeds love.
Yes,
so
it does.
But love.
It is nothing but love. And you know what? Honestly, Jackie, and I do have to say this, and I hope you're really taking it to heart. Without all your losses, I would have so much less joy in my life. So thank you for taking it on the chin every other Sunday with the Bears. Thank you. I do appreciate that. I'll see you soon with my cheese head. Okay.
You are welcome. You are very welcome. I'm glad that I can add to your football enjoyment.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, watch out for deer down there in Chicago, okay? They get around, okay?
We do have them. That is for sure. We do have them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Jackie. It was fun to hear someone trash the Packers other than me. So, appreciate it and thanks for calling in.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. It was good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Oh, this is Dylan from Nebraska.
Dylan, what city in Nebraska?
Well, I'll tell you what. I actually live in a little town called La Vista outside of Omaha.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are you up to today?
Oh, well, I'm at work, and it was a slow day at work, and saw y'all were taking phone calls, and I'm a huge fan, so I knew I had to call because I got a very Midwestern piece of advice I need from y'all.
Okay, before first, we get into that,
what is your boss think about you? What is your job? Tell me you're not a 911 operator right now.
I was going to say, is your boss going to be mad about this call in here?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm in sales, and I sell spas and pools, and, you know, I do some handiwork on the side. But, no, my boss does not care because I make all the sales. It does not matter what you want.
Wow.
So my question is, are the pool sales a little slow in the winter considering no one's putting a pool in half of the year?
You know what? You know, when I first started, I thought that would be the case, but we got a lot of folks and we like to market that, you know, you need to buy it early so you get the pool in the summer.
That is
so true. You need to buy.
Smart.
Yeah, they
that
think
is
ahead. The folks with the money are thinking ahead.
I mean, that's why you make the big bucks and not us. That's why you are the sales guy, not us.
Before we,
well, hey, I don't know about that. Hey, I'd rather be with y'all, but hey, that's just me.
You are with us right now. You're at the bar. Let me ask you one quick question. Have you ever heard of someone cooking their organs in a hot tub? They sit in a hot tub, 106 degrees. They get their kidneys going a little too much, start failing, have to go to the hospital.
Those teenagers, they just don't know when to get out of the hot tub.
Yeah. It's like a frog, boiling a frog. It's comfortable, yeah. And frog's dead.
You drop a lobster into the boiling water, and then when it comes out, it's a delicious treat, and it's not alive anymore.
And you don't want to be that delicious treat when you're a human being. Anyway, so you're saying that doesn't happen.
No, I can say that's never happened. Although I do tell people not to let their little kids in there. So, I mean, maybe it happens to the small kids.
Like if you're under 18, you maybe want to put a timer on going in and out of the hot tub?
You know what? I would say that's a safe bet, in my opinion.
You might as well. You might as well know the time. All right. What's the question? We've taken up too much of your time already.
No, you guys are good. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm in the market for a next big purchase, and I don't know if I can get an ice house / camper, a fishing boat, or a side-by-side.
Okay.
All so right. I have two of the three personally myself. Do you have a boat, Charles?
I have a 1956 Alumacraft with a Johnson Jasper on the back. It don't work very good. I got to get out and fix it. But I do have a snowmobile, 1980 Yamaha, also don't work too good. Got to replace the spark plugs. What I will say is that
I
cut you off.
Well,
I'm
that
sorry.
We're definitely qualified to answer this question here because
I think we
got all three checked off the box here. What are you looking for? Are you thinking this is a pleasure purpose or purchase, or is this a
someone's had a few beers this morning?
You know, we're bellied up to the bar. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Is it a pleasure purchase? Is it a utility purchase? Is it a family purchase? What? Talk me through the purchase here.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just me. I'm kind of the oddball in my family. None of my family likes to do those kinds of things. So it's just me and the old ball and chain.
Yeah, there you go.
Know, so, does she know you call her that?
She, you know what?
You know,
she does.
Oh, she does. She's cool she's, with it.
Does she call you the old ball and chain?
She calls me her old man. That's what she
oh, okay.
Me.
That's good. A little give and take.
A little rat-tat-tat between you two.
Razzin,
I like it.
So side by side, now that's a nice romantic date. That's a cheap date.
Well, so let me talk you through the side by side. The side by side is can be used for many different things. It can pull your ice house. It can we use it the winch on the front to pull the dock and the thing out of the water. It's a very utility vehicle. Now a boat is a lot more of a pleasure vehicle. Where you're drinking beers, you're catching fish, you're maybe just cruising around the lake, trolling a little bit. So, I mean, that's going to be a big thing when you're trying to make this decision.
Yeah, and the thing about boats, I will tell you, you got to winterize them. And if you forget, like I did this year, you're in for a heck of a time come the spring. Well, I did drain the bottom unit, the lower unit. I drained the oil out of there. But I did not do the defogging, and I didn't put the stabilizer in there. So I got a lot of work cut out for me. So you got to be responsible. A boat's like a child.
Well, I think we could maybe even rule out a boat in this sense right here. You buy a boat, and let's say you got a lake cabin, right? You got to buy a dock. Yep. You got to buy a lift. You got to buy a trailer. You got to pay to winterize it. You got to pay if you don't have a spot to store it. You got to pay to store it somewhere. And there's hidden costs everywhere. Where I mean,
that's a very good point.
Yeah. But I will say this about a side by side: you can't take a side by side out into the water. So that's something to think about.
You can when it's frozen in the winter, though.
That is true. You can ice fish with it.
Another point about a side-by-side, if you want to take it long distances, you also need to buy a trailer. Now, the ice castle, that just itself is a trailer. So you only have to buy a trailer, and that's it. Something to think about.
That's true, and I figured I could double down, use it as a camper in the summer months, put an old AC unit in there.
Oh, sure.
And then take it out in the winter then for ice fishing, too. I get that bang for that buck kind of deal.
Yeah, and then you got the holes there, and so that's your potty.
Yeah, that is a great point. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That would work.
Well, I don't know if your wife is going to be thrilled about that usage, but, you know. It depends how you configure it. You get yourself a nice, at Fleet Farm, they got some nice 5-gallon buckets.
Yep.
And there's actually a potty seat attachment you can put on the top of that 5-gallon bucket. Yep. And before you know it, you are relieving yourself in the classiest way possible.
I tell you what, can you get that at the old Fleet Farm? Is that available at the old Fleet Farm?
Oh, sure, sure. Now, you're going to want to cut out the bottom of the bucket so it just goes down the deal. But you're also going to want to dig a hole there and then bury it, okay? Because we can't just be leaving human scat out there in the wilderness. You know, you got to leave it better than found it.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to clarify that. I don't want to be promoting human scat waste in our wilderness.
So to sum it up, really... My advice is maybe don't go with a boat, maybe go with the other two. And Charlie's advice is don't leave your human scat anywhere.
That's it. Did we help you out today?
Did I help
no?
you out?
You absolutely did. It was a pleasure speaking with y'all.
No, the pleasure was all ours.
Tell your boss that it wasn't your fault we kept you this long. Just pretend. If he asks, just pretend that you were on a sales call. You're trying to sell us a hot tub right now.
I think I might be
buying
one.
So that's what I want to hear. Can you give us your final sales pitch on a hot tub for us right now? We might be in the market.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, the hot tubs we got are built for the Midwest. So you're never going to freeze over.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to have that heater that's ready to go in even the coldest of North Dakota temperatures and Wisconsin. So we sell a lot of tubs up north, and we like to drive them up there when we can. So I would say you're definitely, if you're in the market for one, we got the best on the market.
You got any with the fountain and the flashing lights and the big speakers?
oh, we got it all there, sir.
Yeah, I'm not buying a hot tub unless it's got all the bells and whistles. I want to look really cool in front of all my friends.
Yeah, I want to feel like in a Vegas club when I sit in that hot tub. Do you have the ones where the lights move to the music?
Oh.
We do, actually. Believe it or not, we do. We can order those.
Yeah, I love it. You're a yes man. Anything I say, I want. Could I get one that is safe for ducks?
Ducks, like D-U-C-K?
Safer, did you say ducks?
Ducks, D-U-C-K-S, or waterfowl. I'm trying to attract more teal to my backyard, and I would like a landing spot for them. I enjoy watching them.
I would say we can accustom to that. I would say just don't put any chemicals in the old sucker there.
Oh, no, never.
Be A-okay for the old
duck. I just want a hot lake on my deck.
God.
Now,
just algae and scum like accumulating because you don't put any chemical in it.
Oh, it's nice. It's God's hot tub. Now, I want to ask one more question. What do you do with an old hot tub that you can't get rid of? Can you dig a hole in your backyard and put the tub in there and then use it to put almost do egg, like have a fish in there and then
like a koi pond.
A koi pond or something.
Can we repurpose as a koi pond?
You know, you certainly could. You know, it's my model around here in Nebraska that if you can bury it in the ground, you can do about anything with it. So you can put it in the ground, make it a pond.
I mean, put that on a t-shirt.
In there, do a little...
You know, you called us for advice. I think we just got some great advice out of this.
If you can bury it, you can do anything with it.
Yeah.
And that's,
we're going to just leave that one there before we get arrested for that advice. Jeez Louise.
Cripes.
Honest.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and hopefully we helped you pass some time at work. But I think you probably should get back to work so your boss man isn't all mad at you.
For sure. Well, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you
appreciate
too.
You.
Cheers, man.
Watch for deer.
Hello, caller. Who do we got?
Hello, this is Angela.
Angela,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? What part of Milwaukee are you in? What street specifically? What's your address?
You don't have to answer that.
You know. it's Hales Corners.
Oh, Hales Corners. Yeah. Yep. Real good. Real good. I used to work at Wheel and Sprocket as a bike mechanic, and they got one in Hales Corners. They still got one over there?
I think so. Off of Grange.
Yeah, sure. Right over there. Yeah, I used to be a bike mechanic. I can still fix your bike. If you have any bike questions, I can help you fix one up.
Good to know.
Yeah,
glad to hear it.
That was a polite. Yeah. That was a polite. I called for a reason.
Yeah, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
So what are you up to on today, this weekend?
My mom and I volunteered at the Lucky Leprechaun 7K, froze our asses off. So,
what's the temperature? What's the temperature down there right now?
Oh, geez, it was like 24.
Oh, that's a heat wave up here at 0 degrees. We're in Miles'
place in Fargo.
Yeah, I was
going to say, that sounds like a great time to go get some patio beers or something.
Yeah, it's a heat wave down there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Still young, so.
What were you raising money for?
It was for the Mac Fund.
Oh, real good. That's a great organization. Well, good for you guys getting out there and doing that on your Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything we can help you with? Charlie and I are very qualified to give advice.
Very qualified.
So, I thought I would ask if you guys have any advice for dating in the Midwest.
Oh geez. I mean, there we go. Charlie has got, he's going to probably take the lead for us here. I'll be quick and then we'll open up the floor for Charlie. My thing is, you know, you get these apps, you get Tinder, you get Bumble, you get Hinge, you get all those, right? And it's you meet someone and you're not who they thought they were and this and that, and it's all kind of shit, right? Uh-huh. The best place to meet someone in the Midwest is just go to a bar. Everyone's having a few beers. Everyone's just a little bit more relaxed. You kind of cut through the awkward tension of a first date, right? Of like, you like reading books? You know, like, no one wants to deal with that on a first date. So,
right.
you just go to a bar, have a few drinks, and just let the bar take you from there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And if you know,
you don't need all the fancy apps.
Sometimes you get those dark bars, you know, those dark, seedy corner bars, and you can't really tell what they look like, and then that might be a rude awakening.
Sometimes it's better that way. I will say this: what kind of a fella are you looking for?
Yes, great question.
What kind of a fella?
You know, a real stand-up guy, just someone I can watch the Packer games with, and you know, shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
I mean,
simple.
Yeah.
Charlie, you're a pretty stand-up guy.
Wow. Thank you,
Miles.
You
also are a Packer fan.
You know, we didn't start this podcast for Charlie's dating site, okay? You know, I will say this, though. I will say this. First thing, a bar is great. If you can't do it at the bar, Craigslist Misconnections is a fantastic place.
That's true.
Yeah, you may not know you may not know that the love of your life already saw you over at the Quick Trip filling gas, and you know
that
and
is true.
Wanted to come up and say hi, but didn't have the courage. So I would say check Craigslist Misconnections.
I would say also on that, wear clothing that's easily identifiable if you show up on Craigslist, right?
Yeah,
like wear a red, bright red stocking cap, so then when you go on there, they're like, oh, the gal filling up with gas wearing the bright red beanie.
Keep her moving
like,
stocking cap
like,
that she got off
AndWalkMen.com.
My go-to bar attire, I wear a Big Daddy shirt.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
That's so real good.
So that does explain who you're looking for. I mean, I can get a lot of, I now know what kind of guy we're looking for, Charlie. That clears a lot
up.
Yeah,
it does. Who was the last fella you dated? Were you a fan of him or no?
Someone who started out as a friend. But ultimately we ended up better as friends. So
yeah, that's how that goes sometimes. And so are you currently out there dating, or are you on the apps or anything like
that? Yeah, what's the current strategy?
Yeah, what are we currently
So I'm kind of a tough nut to crack. I have a pretty irrational fear of being like kidnapped or murdered, so I stay clear of those apps.
I don't necessarily think that's a rational fear. Yeah, I don't think I want to be kidnapped or murdered either.
You
so.
Should ignore my advice about Craigslist, by the way.
Okay, Craigslist is maybe not for you.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
So what you're saying is you're not on like dating apps because of that?
Yeah, like I like the old fashioned way. So I think I might take you guys up on your advice, a hit in the bar scene.
And
yeah.
Also go with some friends and guys, the ones that come up to you, they probably got too much. They're probably too full of themselves. So, but if you go out with a group of ladies, you know, or a group of people, and then just have your groups kind of mingle with another group, and then it's kind of like how lions hunt. Okay, and you're the big lion, and you come in, and then you find, you know, the little animal.
Well, actually, fun fact about lions is the lioness actually is the one that does most of the hunting.
Well, that's what I was saying. The lioness.
So be a lioness out there.
Yeah.
At the
so
bar.
Be the lioness.
See, and here I am with the mentality of like, you know, my friends and I are like a pack of hyenas. So I guess I just
you're only hyenas if you think you are.
Yeah, you gotta
know,
be
you
a lioness.
Are the lion. And then you go with your lionesses and you stalk your prey. You know, that's a weird thing to say in this situation.
So let me take it from here, Charlie.
We're going to cut that out.
Let me take it from here. One thing that, as a guy, one thing that is a very subtle signal to someone at a bar that you're interested is you got to like start shooting a guy you're interested in eyeballs, right? Shoot them like.
I was wondering where that sentence was going to go.
Yeah.
are so unqualified to be doing any of this.
You see a guy from across the bar, bat your eyes at him a little bit. Maybe give him a little bit of longer eye contact than what you normally would with someone else. Let him know that you're interested. Then see what happens from there. That could be a good way to
do it. What about shooting finger guns? Is that
that'll work.
The right guy, that'll work.
Only if you do the pew pew sound effect as you do it.
If you're wearing a Big Daddy shirt and you're doing finger guns, I mean, I think that sounds like a recipe for success.
Kind of intense, right? I mean, that's pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's great. What
you're right. Finger guns is way better than the eyes thing. Go with that.
Yeah. You know, we just came here to pull the answer out of you. We don't have the answers.
I had it in me all along.
You did. And that's the beauty of this. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm in marketing and communications.
So you post on Instagram. Nice.
Oh, it was Facebook and Instagram, actually.
It's Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
I do. Yeah, I do. I work for a nonprofit, so it's helping other people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, geez. You know, Miles is here trying to be a wise ass, you know, really insulting, and she's doing the Lord's work over here.
You're
going
to want to avoid guys like me at the bar, you know? guys are just dicks.
Do you work for the Mac Fund, or which one do you work for?
No, I work for the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, nice. Oh, real good. Yeah, I always give them my change when I'm at Mickey D's.
We used to collect pop tops for that back in the day.
Yeah, do they still do the pop top collection? That's great.
We still collect pop tops.
I graduated from pop to beer tops,
Those are still acceptable as long as it's aluminum.
Yeah, you know, there's more aluminum in one pop top than there is in the rest of the can. Did you guys know that?
Yes, that's true.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, because the pop top is 99% aluminum. The can is aluminum alloy.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Well, now we're splitting hairs, you know.
A little loophole.
Yeah. You might want to check that. I heard that once and never even researched it.
I saw it on Facebook.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
If you're going to work at the Ronald McDonald or go to the Ronald McDonald stuff, you got to know stuff about pop tops. That's like the big thing.
That's just how it goes. Did we answer your question?
We don't work for McDonald's. That's a huge misconception.
So you can't get us any deals on Big Macs, you're saying. Do they still do the Big Macs?
Unfortunately not.
What's your go-to McDonald's order?
Yeah, that's a good question.
My go-to McDonald's order?
Yep.
Yeah, this will help you get this. Someone out there is listening,
I don't know if I want to be honest.
No, come on, this is a truth podcast.
Okay. I get a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Is that it, or do you go with the value meal? Are you getting fries with that?
I get a meal. I'll get a fries and a Diet Coke.
The DC, dude. The DC hits harder than anything if you get it from McDonald's.
It really does.
Yeah.
That and the McDonald's Sprite, it's like takes you into another dimension.
Sprite.
You got your next date when you get a chance. We find a guy, say, hey, we say we go get a double quarter pounder with a DC. And if he says yes, you know you found love.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have really, really paved the way for my success. Yeah. I'm going to owe it to you.
We're here for you. We really are. Yeah. And we appreciate you calling.
If you end up finding love at a bar, you got to DM us. Let us know let us know the backstory so we can do maybe a follow-up later. I have a feeling like lots of love is in your future.
Lots of love and finger guns.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and hopefully our advice will help a little bit.
Gosh, bless you.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys take care.
Tell your mom we says hi.
Oh, gone.
My mom's been listening this whole time.
Oh, your mom's there. Put your mom on the phone. Come on, just real quick. Put her on the phone.
Here you go, Mom. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's your name now?
Chrissy? Yep.
Well, Chrissy, what kind of guy do you think your daughter should be going for? Do you think she should be going for a guy who also gets a double quarter pounder meal?
Hold on. So, sorry, Mom. I didn't know you were in the room. I think that you should go to the church and try and meet a guy.
We're non-practicing Catholic. As Charlie says, you're born Catholic, raised guilty.
Yeah. So you know what? I will go light a candle for you at the church. All right. And I'm going to say a rosary for you so you get out of purgatory earlier. Okay.
Do a couple Hail Marys while you're at it.
Hail. What'd she say?
We've got enough family angels up in heaven.
That's it. Well, okay, so they're doing the work. They're up there saying rosaries. Well, God bless them. Mm-hmm. God bless them. So what kind of a guy do you think she should be going for?
Basically, the kind that she described to you guys. I would say a big teddy bear type of guy.
Big teddy bear.
Yeah, that's what her father is. He's a big, huggable guy. And we've been at it 23 years married, 30 years together. So,
oh, congratulations.
I mean,
she knows what she's looking
for. Too bad I think marriage is a sham, but that's a kind of
I feel like we might have to bail out of this conversation so you two have a nice long talk today.
Hey, yeah, you guys talk about that and
we have caused more problems than we solved today. And yeah. Well, you know what? I'll be praying for you. Now, my prayers, mind you, don't go very far because, you know, I haven't been the most well-behaved kid out there. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Big Teddy Bear coming your way. Likes a double quarter pounder, fries, and the DC.
It sounds like you're looking for your Big Mac to your double quarter pounder is what it sounds
like. The Big Mac to my big daddy.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the show episode title right there.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. Glad to meet your mom. This was fun. And, again, you're going to find love. You're going to find Big Daddy out there.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. The Bellied Up Podcast is presented by Flea Farm, and it truly is presented by Flea Farm. The table that we're sitting at, the bar that we built, we had to go to Flea Farm about no less than 8 times, it felt like, on the day when we built this, and that's what it's all about. You're doing a DIY project, a home project. You're going to want to go to Flea Farm. You don't plan to go that many times, but you forget something. Then all of a sudden, the old wife is wanting you to do something else. So you're like, oh, actually, I got to run to the Flea Farm to get something. And next thing you know, on a Saturday when you're doing a DIY project, you've been to Flea Farm about 8 times. They know you by your first name at the front door. And that's a full day right there. And that's what literally happened to us when we built the bar for this podcast. And so we're living out what we're talking about here on the podcast. We did it with this. And so if you got a DIY project, head to the Man's Mall, Fleet Farm. You won't be disappointed. They're going to get to know you over there, especially if you're doing a project on a Saturday. So head there. Look for also Charlie and I's merch is in there too. Just a quick plug, but another reason to love Fleet Farm. Go there. The Man's Mall, baby. Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Oh, man. You got Steven.
Steven.
Steven, where are you from, Steven?
Actually, I'm in Japan right now.
Oh, cool. What are you doing over in Japan?
I'm in the Marine Corps stationed over here in Japan.
Well, thank you for all you do for us over here on the other side of the pond.
Hey, appreciate you guys making me laugh every day.
We're trying.
We're doing our best.
You betcha.
Yeah, there we go. you like that, Charlie?
I like how he used your tagline. Don't worry, it's a long call, Steven. You can tell your folks I says hi, watch out for Dear Ope, any of those, keep her moving, any of those before the end of the call. Now, this is a Midwest advice show or segment here. And we're wondering, do you have anything we can help you out with?
Yeah. I've been struggling lately with this chance of a big promotion. Ooh. That I could do, you know, it'll give me a big significant raise. Ooh. In the military, not only in money, but also rank and everything like that. But, you know, it would take me away from, right now I'm working, you know, like 8-9 hours a day, but if I get this job and get this promotion, it'll probably take me to working like 12-14 hours a day and be away from my family a little bit more and just different duty stations that I don't want to do. But the money is very significant and also for more in retirement, you know, so I've just been struggling, you know, what to do lately with it.
So it sounds like you like the money, but you're not thrilled with money and the rank, but everything else is going against you.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you do with the extra money?
You know, just invest it, you know, with the girls and everything. I got 2 daughters, so I would just invest it in their college savings and, you know, some Bitcoin and Ethereum and some land.
Geez. Okay. Yeah.
The whole crypto portfolio, I see.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So this is a very Midwest of you, very selfless of you. You are doing this for your daughter's college, it sounds like.
Yeah, I gave my GI Bill to one of my daughters already. And, you know, trying to save up for the next one, for the other one.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. I think anytime that I'm in a spot where you're at, between a rock and a hard place, I believe, of advancing in your career, but also having less time with the family, I think the first thing that I always do is, like, what's most important to me? Is it the time with your family? Is it the future of your daughter's life? Or do you, you know, how heavily do we value the college degree and all of that? But then in another sense, you got to get the creative juices flowing. Maybe you need to just have a couple, two tree beers, as Charlie would say, and get the creative juices, maybe a pros and cons list.
Oh yeah. Pros and cons list. That's really, and the best place to write a pros and cons list is at the bar. Now we should start by asking, are you a drinker or are you a non-drinker? Some people are non-drinkers.
Probably ask that question beforehand.
Yeah.
And does your base have a bar on it?
Yeah, this
is also another question.
Yeah,
I'm a drinker, and it's right now. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, geez, what are you doing up so late? What's going on? You're already burning it at both ends.
You know, I'm a Marine, so I got to go get it in. I got to go clear PT pretty soon.
So tell me, you are currently up for your work day right now.
No. It's Sunday. It's Sunday here.
Okay. Oh. I was like, he's like, wake up at 3 a.m. and get after it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, so how long have you been in Japan?
See, that's the thing now. I've been here for about 8 months, and both my daughters have health conditions where they couldn't come over here with me.
Oh, that's tough.
My wife is back in the States right now, raising the two girls by herself. And, you know, so I've been over here 8 months by myself. I got 3 more months to go.
And if you do get this new job, are you going to have to continue to be physically that far away from them?
Yeah, there's a potential I can come back to Japan, and you know, unfortunately they can't come over here, so there's another chance that I might have to come over here by myself.
Oh, geez. Well, that is a tough one. What is your wife's, you know what? I think that's probably where we should have started with this. What does your wife want you to do?
Yes, great question.
Oh yeah, she's like, don't do it. You know, you're comfortable where you're at right now. We're comfortable. She just finished her nursing school to get her BSN in nursing. And she's like, we're good right now. We're comfortable. You know, the COVID restrictions are loosening up, you know, and we, two girls, they need you more than the job does.
Oh, I think you might have just answered your question right there. Yeah.
I don't want to ever tell someone not to go for the next step, but I mean, the way that came out, it sounds like I think you already kind of know what you need to do. Doesn't always make it the easiest decision, right?
But a couple beers at the bar will make it easier to swallow.
Well, I do got Monday off, so I might do that today.
Yeah.
Well, you treat yourself, but I mean, what a great position to be in. You know, you're offered more and you have the opportunity to take it. Or you have the opportunity to listen to your wife, and that might just make everything a lot more enjoyable in the long run. Plus, you never know. You know, saying no to something is just saying yes to a bunch of other things that could come up. So
yeah, you never know what else is going to come along.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that right there.
It's not a no. It's just a not right now. I read that somewhere once.
I think I read that
probably on a
book.
Snapple cap.
Yeah, a Snapple. a Sobe cap back in the day. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in. This was like some real deep advice.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. It's been keeping me up here lately.
Yeah.
And, so yes, I know sometimes I go against my wife and everything, go against her advice, you know, but I think this is some solid advice I'm gonna probably listen to this right now. And then would you gentlemen like kind of reaffirming it, and don't let this be the only time a Southern guy listens to some Yankees and everything.
Wait, where are you from originally? I could sense that Southern accent. Where down south are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Oh, what part of Georgia?
Central Georgia, around Macon, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot of country songs written about Macon.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my coworkers, he's from Wisconsin, so I always fuck with him about it.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's a I tell you what, he's selfless, just like your videos.
Yeah. He'll bring you cheese curds. He'll give you the cheese curds off his back. Oh. You know?
Oh, he's already trying to draft me into that.
Oh yeah, they're good. They're good.
You gotta give in.
Yeah,
the cheese curds are always something you gotta give in to.
Go heavy on the coleslaw though. We don't want our Marines plugged up though. Okay, so
yeah. Heavily invest Sounds in some great. Tums Sounds as great. Well.
Yeah, a lot of roughage.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in all the way from Japan. This has been great. I think you kind of. You know, we're not necessarily giving advice, Charlie. We're more so asking questions to get people to the answer that they already think that they know.
It's the Socratic method.
I think the happy wife, happy life is probably applies here in this scenario. It sounds like your family really wants to spend some time with you, and I know you do too. So I think at least that from where we're sitting here in North Dakota. You know what you're doing now. So, yeah.
And I also just want to end with, you've sacrificed so much for the country, you know, with your family already being away from them. So we just want to leave you with a big thank you for everything you do.
Exactly.
Yep. I appreciate it. I really do. I really, appreciate you guys, you know, watching your, I watch all on Instagram. So watching your Instagram videos is, it's hilarious. You know, and it's really good to give me a good laugh every day. So keep up the good work with that.
We'll keep trying, all right?
Yeah,
tell your wife and kids we says hi, okay?
Oh, we'll do. Appreciate it.
Yeah, get some sleep too, by the way.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Cheers, well, man. Have a good one. Appreciate all right, it.
Real good. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello?
Who do we got on the line?
Pat.
Pat, how in the heck are you, guy? What's cooking today, huh?
Good.
What's cooking today?
Yeah, how you doing, Pat? Where are you from?
New York.
New York. What part of New York are you in?
Montgomery.
How's Montgomery these days?
Snowy.
Is it? Do you like the snow or no?
Not anymore. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, it was nice around Christmas, but now you're like, let's melt this stuff.
Yeah.
What are you up to on this weekend?
Shoveling wet snow.
Okay. How's the back feeling?
Not too good, actually.
Now, are you shoveling just your walk, or are you out there shoveling other folks' walks, too?
Some other folks, too.
Do you have a little side business, or is this just out of the goodness of your heart trying to get out of purgatory and whatnot?
Goodness of my heart.
Goodness of your heart.
Hey, you sound like Gosh, a good, bless good guy.
You are a real good guy. How old are you, might I ask?
15.
You're 15 years old. Wow. And you're not charging for your manual labor,
huh? You could be making quite a bit of money shoveling that wet snow, especially at your age.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good.
He's just a good kid. You know?
Yeah. What kind of a shovel are you using?
One of those plows.
Okay.
One of the big ones. Or are you? Yep. Yeah. One of the. How wide is your plow shovel? 3 foot, 4 foot?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably 3 feet.
Three feet. That is a great. That's.
Oh,
a good
but
plow.
when that snow's heavy, yeah. When that snow's wet, it's heavy. So make sure you're lifting. Properly,
yeah, bend the knees, not the back.
Yeah, because you may think, "Oh, my back's never going to go out," but then you get to be our age. We're your elders. We can tell you, I got sciatica issues. You want to be sleeping with a pillow under your feet when you're 35? Well, geez, Louise, keep lifting with your back, okay?
Is this live right now?
No, well, we are alive.
Yeah, I mean,
we are
that's
alive.
A relative.
Why? Do you want to say something that we can cut out later? What? Why were you asking if it's live?
No. I don't know. I wanted to know.
Are your parents thinking that you're shoveling right now, but instead you're on the phone with us? Is that why? Or you're making sure that they don't find out or what?
No.
Okay. No.
How are your folks doing these days?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, good, good. Good. Did you have a question for us? We kind of took you around the deal here, but
yeah, you're looking for some advice?
It's a Midwest advice show. So if you have any advice, we can really help here.
Do you guys wear a lot of cowboy boots over in the Midwest?
I have some cowboy boots myself. I don't know if Charlie does.
You know, I don't own a pair of cowboy boots.
I'm kind of a fake cowboy, though. I used to work concrete back in the day, but that's as close to a farm as I ever got. So I'm kind of the urban cowboy. I'm a what one would call a poser in that sense. They're mostly, I just like the way they look. And it's the male high heel, really, is what it is.
Yeah. I used to be a bicycle mechanic, so I wear Crocs.
Are you looking to get some cowboy boots or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, are you looking? We can help you purchase some cowboy
yeah,
boots.
Yeah.
What kind of looking
look?
For?
Square toe, round toe?
Square toes.
Okay.
Square toe.
Do you have a budget in mind?
Nope.
Okay, well, you're going to have to start with that. And first of all, start charging when you're shoveling yeah. these walks, okay?
The more you charge on the shovel thing, the better boots you can get.
Yeah, what's the going rate? You charged for any walk you've shoveled? Have you ever charged for it?
Nope.
Back when I was shoveling walks, it was about $15 a walk.
That, really?
Back when I was doing it,
did
yeah.
Did you do a good job?
No.
Okay.
So
if you do a good job, you can easily charge like $20-$25 a pop. You do a couple of those, you can get yourself some nice shoot kickers.
Yeah. Watch the language.
Know,
he's, 15,
sorry, he's 15,
for Christ's sakes.
Never heard that.
Shoot kickers.
Yeah, get some shoot kickers. How big are the driveways over where you're shoveling? We should.
They're pretty long. I just do the steps, like the walkway.
Oh, you're just doing the walkway. Well, you know, I think you expand. I think yeah. you got to expand.
Well,
and then,
okay, don't buy the cowboy boots at first. First, buy a snowblower
yes.
with the money from. There, then you can charge like $100 a driveway, and you're going to have a whole like closet full of cowboy boots after that.
Yeah, invest in the business initially, right. and then you're going to be walking around.
And then you don't even have to go to college because you're basically got a job
okay.
yourself.
Okay, let's pump the brakes. Maybe as folks are, go to college, okay? At least trade school, you know? What do you like doing
yeah,
aside well, for shoveling?
Are you good? Are you looking at college already?
Nope. Construction.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
all right. What kind of construction?
Excavating.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. That's a smart move, actually. Get to move levers instead of mm-hmm. moving your back. He's shoveled one too many steps to think that he's going to be working concrete or something. He's like, I'm getting a construction job where I can sit down and pull levers all day. I like that.
You're a smart
all
guy.
Right, well, I gotta head out. I gotta go to go to church now.
What are you doing at church?
Oh, I'm leaving in a few minutes.
Oh, what? Oh, got it. What are you doing over there? You praying or are you
I'm
shoveling their stacks? What's that?
No, I'm sitting in my garage right now.
No, what are you?
In my garage.
What are you doing over at church? Are you going for a service or what kind of church are we talking?
Just the 4 o'clock mass.
Oh, 4 o'clock mass. Oh, you're Catholic.
He's a practicing
okay.
Catholic.
Now listen to me. You do not leave after you get communion. Okay.
If you got more shoveling to do, you definitely want to dip out after communion.
No, your folks won't let
nope.
you do that, would they?
Nope.
What's your favorite church song?
I don't know.
And I will raise you up on eagle's wings. Make you to shine like the sun. And oh, how do you like that?
You know that
can
one?
Can we join
do you know
your
that
choir?
One,
no, please don't.
Well, all you right. sound like you've had enough of
yeah.
us.
Yeah. All right. Well, go comb your hair or something for church, and hope you have a good rest of your day. And thanks for calling
and
in, man.
Soon enough, you'll be walking down the aisle to receive communion in those beautiful square-toed cowboy boots, and we can't wait to see the day. Okay, you dokes?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Real good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
$15.
He was like immediately annoyed.
Huh?
He was like immediately annoyed.
I know. He's like, fuck these guys. I'm so glad we took that call. You like that? Like, hey, go comb your hair for church.
He's like, yep.
Also, great that we both knew that song.
Yeah, that's going on the reel.
And we also didn't know the same word. Yeah. Like, we only knew the same words.
Oh, it's amazing.
And hold you in the palm of his hand.
Well, that was it. Our first episode. I'm pretty pleased with it. We talked to a lot of folks.
I appreciate everyone that called in. That was fun. We kind of like we ran out of time.
We did.
We kind of wanted to keep going. This was really fun to do.
Yeah, but I got to go do a show, and I'm excited for you to come up and do a hot five at the beginning of the
stand-up
show.
It's going to be hot, too.
It's going to be hot. I can't wait to hear your set. It's basically a roast of me. I understand that. But be warned, if you do roast me, I got a roast of you coming up.
That's fine.
So the more you roast me, the more I'm going to roast you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys, to the first ever episode of the Bellied Up podcast. We, as always, we are bellied up to the bar that we made.
Yes,
gotta check
out
that YouTube video.
It's sturdy.
It's not going anywhere.
It might be definitely going somewhere.
It might, but
let's just not shake it too
much. Yes.
Follow us on the social medias, which
we have some sort of Instagram handle.
At bellied up-ish something.
Yeah.
We haven't made it yet. Hopefully it's not already taken.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah,
bellying up to the bar with you guys.
Yeah. You got like a cool sign off or anything that we can do at the end here?
Yeah. If there's a bar and you got a belly up.
That's a good one.
If you see a bar and you got a belly.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a belly, we got a bar.
Say
belly up to our bar.
And you got a belly. Say that.
If you see a bar and you got a belly.
Some of us bigger bellies than others.
Belly on up. Let's try this. You got a belly. If you got a belly, we got a bar. That's even tighter. If you got a belly,
we got a bar. Belly up to the bar.
Don't matter how big your belly is.
We do not discriminate against any bellies.
We are belly enthusiasts.
We are all-inclusive belly podcast.
We love all the bellies and the belly buttons.
I don't care what size your belly is. What shape it is, what color it is.
You got an innie, you got an outie. We want it here.
We want that belly.
You got an in-between.
We want that belly up to our bar.
Belly up to the
belly
bar.
Belly up to the bar, baby.
If you can tell, we've had a few drinks over the course of these calls.
All right. Cheers. We'll see you in the next episode.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Prost.